From the KEIA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a moment, a new film festival in Plano this weekend. First, Dwali Saikautau spent much of the past 2 weeks following what became known as the American Sniper Trial. From the small town of Stephenville, she takes a look back.
In case you haven't heard, there's a movie out called American Sniper. It's kind of a hit, and some people even say it was robbed of Best Picture at the Oscars last weekend.
I'm willing to meet my creator and ask for every shot that I took.
That's the actor Bradley Cooper. The real Chris Kyle, the cowboy who was born in Odessa, talked to KERA's Chris Boyd on Think about his tours in Iraq a year before the retired Navy SEAL died.
My wife said I did change, that I became harder, more detached, and I'm sure I did. I mean, it's difficult. When you go over there and you see the things that you see, it's hard not to start putting up defenses and try to keep people away from you at arm's length so you can be the kind of man that the government expects you to be.
Kyle was that and so much more before a 25-year-old former Marine with a history of PTSD put 6 bullets into Kyle and 7 into his best friend Chad Littlefield 2 years ago.
All rise.
2 weeks ago, in Texas versus Eddie Ray Ralph, Kyle's widow, Taya, was the first on the stand.
We were at the house, and we were both trying to hurry and get to where we were supposed to go. And so he had gone around the house one way to try to find me, and I, you know, like comedy, eventually we found each other in the hallway. And
she told her husband on that fateful day to make sure Littlefield was comfortable with this young veteran before they went to a gun range at a high-end resort. It would be their last meeting.
We just said we loved each other and gave each other a kiss and a hug like we always did.
The defendant didn't testify, but the 10 female and 2 male jurors saw videos, one where Ralph is in the back of a police car.
I've been so paranoid and schizophrenic all day, I don't know what to even think of the world right now. I don't know if I'm insane. I don't know what's even sane in the world right now.
He tells an officer he doesn't know what's sane right now. A parade of witnesses appeared before Judge Jason Cashin.
If you'll stop and raise your right hand for me, you solemnly promise and swear that's a testimony.
And it went on like that, through some 30 experts, from Texas Rangers to New Jersey forensic specialist Howard J. Ryan.
It's very obvious that he never saw it coming. He was shot in the face and the right side of his body, either all in one violent episode or in two.
Dr. Mitchell Dunn, a psychiatrist who evaluated Ralph for hours on the night of the shootings.
You know, he hadn't smoked, yet he got psychotic. I think it's clear evidence that he has an underlying psychotic illness, that his episodes of psychosis are not related to the cannabis.
9 days of testimony, and finally, the closing arguments. Here's defense attorney Shay Isham and J. Warren St. John.
You can't ask Jody Ralph to warn Chris Kyle that he was crazy and then ask this jury to not find him crazy.
He killed those men because he had a delusion. He believed in his mind that they were going to kill him.
Prosecutors Jane Starnes and Alan Nash.
You reasonable people of Erath County know that that story about the hybrid pigmen and the pig assassins is a load of hogwash.
This defendant gunned down 2 men in cold blood, shooting them in the back in our county. Find him guilty.
And the jury did, fast. Outside the courtroom, Taya Kyle didn't speak. Chad Littlefield's mom did.
We've waited 2 years for God to get justice for us on behalf of our son. And as always, God has proved to be faithful.
Dwali Saikautau, KERA News, Stephenville.
This weekend, visitors to the Angelica Film Center in Plano will explore India, Singapore, and other faraway places via the inaugural DFW South Asian Film Festival. This week, our big screen team talks to the festival's founder about why North Texas is overdue for a festival like this.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And today we're talking to Jitin Hingorani, the founder and director of the DFW South Asian Film Festival. Jitin, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
The first thing I think people think of when they hear South Asian film is these big Bollywood song and dance type productions, but I don't see anything that looks like that on your schedule. Was that a conscious choice?
Absolutely. You know, we figured that Bollywood has a phenomenal place already in the DFW area. And as you know, when people think of Bollywood, they think of song and dance and kind of escapist cinema. But, you know, not all of us can see our lives reflected in Bollywood films. And so we wanted to bring real South Asian independent cinema or cinema verite through these South Asian independent films. And we consciously curated them specifically for a North Texas audience.
So how do you tailor to a North Texas audience?
Well, we've been to so many film festivals around the world, and we've really watched a lot of South Asian cinema. We looked at everything from what kind of films are getting standing ovations, what kind of films are doing really well at the awards. We tried to stay away from the controversial, violent, very graphic South Asian cinema, and it's out there and it's really good. But just as a first-year festival, we wanted to play it safe.
This is the first of what's planned to be an annual event. What made you think that North Texas was ripe for a festival dedicated specifically to South Asian cinema?
Well, you know, DFW is the number five media market in the country. And the other four media markets ahead of us already have their own South Asian film festival. Mm. And, you know, the South Asian demographic here is so primed and ready for this.
Your opening night film, Brahmin Bulls, is actually an English language film set in Los Angeles. Was it important for you to include both films set in South Asia and film about South Asians living in America?
Absolutely. That was a really, really conscious decision. And the reason we wanted to open with Brahmin Bulls is because it's a story of the South Asian father and son living in mainstream Los Angeles. Here you have this Indian father and son who are having such growing pains coming to terms with their relationship. And they're just like any other father and son. And the idea was to show that Indians are very much a part of the American fabric, and our problems are no different than your problems.
You used the term cinema verite, which suggests almost a documentary kind of style. Are you focusing on more realistic kinds of films and stories here?
Sure. Very realistic films and stories. We have three phenomenal documentaries that are part of our lineup. And, you know, the idea is to tell these South Asian stories and to pick films that we see ourselves in. You know, we're considered the NRI population, the non-resident Indian. And we live all over the world. And in America, the NRI population is so different and so unique, and even more so in North Texas. And so curating these films, we really had to put a lot of thought into what will a Dallas audience take away from this, you know? And we didn't just pick these films only for South Asians. We wanted the rest of Dallas to come and to watch stories about our lives and to learn about our culture so we can kind of, you know, these blurred lines of ignorance that exist in our community towards the South Asians or towards Pakistanis or towards people who wear hijabs or people who wear turbans. You know, we really want to help eradicate some of that hate. And the only way we can do that is through film. It's a fantastic medium. And what better way to tell people's stories?
Jitin Hingorani, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. The festival schedule is at artandseek.org. For the day, mostly cloudy skies, a very slight chance of snow before noon with a high near 38. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a cool low around 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance for snow with a high near 31. And tomorrow night, cloudy with a 30% chance for freezing rain and sleet and a low around 28. It's currently 34 degrees in Dallas, 33 in Fort Worth, 30 in Tyler, and 27 in Wichita Falls. From the KERI Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. You can like KERI News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.